And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford. And Steve, we have a very, very special guest online. Some of the things that we really enjoy when we go on a vacation and something that's restful and relaxing, get to enjoy nature walks and stuff. But we found a unique twist to that, something that my wife got me into, which is horseback riding.
Yes, and we were down in Lake George, and you said, oh, we have to do horseback riding. And I was more than a little hesitant. And we put it on our agenda, and then we went to Bennett Stables, and Larry Bennett and his wife Bonnie put me instantly at ease. And I saw those horses and how beautiful they were and how calm and gentle they were. And boy, and now I've been bitten by the bug as well. Larry Bennett, welcome to the show.
Well, nice to be with you this evening. I was wondering how you had made out after our day there of horseback riding and what sort of shape you were in the next day.
Actually, quite good. I mean, I was a bit stiff, and but hey, I mean, that's par for the course, and I'm none the worse for wear, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
Well, I'm looking forward to you giving it another round. I know your first time out was a rather different experience for you, and I recall telling you that, you know, it is all right to breathe while you're sitting there on the horse.
Yeah, I was thinking, oh, I have to go for a full hour, and I will not breathe, and I will not utter a word, and I will keep my eyes closed, and maybe this is all a bad dream, right? But no, after a few minutes, I started to relax, and basically that's what your business is all about, introducing first timers and people who come as a family and they want to do it for the first time and they don't know what to expect. You really do make it a very easy to enjoy experience for them.
Well, we've had a number of years of experience working with people who are first time out, and so I wasn't surprised at your reaction in the beginning, but you certainly took to it very well and very quickly, and was really at ease as we proceeded on our way.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. As I walked going through the trails and looking at the being out there with the trees around us. There was a sort of a light rain at times. It was just so peaceful, and getting the commentary about what we were seeing and where we were going, and being with a group of friends. There was that camaraderie of being on the trail and talking with everyone. I was able to breathe and I was able to talk.
Well, one of the things that I always like to point out to people when they're riding is that, unlike in the case of walking out through the forest where you have to keep looking down and watch where you're walking so you don't trip and fall down, you can actually sit there and look all around you and really concentrate on the sounds and the smells and everything that can be very pleasant, very delightful. And it is a way to do it, unlike biking and even walking.
Yeah, you really take in the whole sensory experience, and the horses, certainly know the trail, and they're right at ease on it as well. It's not like a Wild West show where all of a sudden they run off at 30 miles an hour and you're...
we certainly hope not.
Well, that's an important point to bring up, because one thing I know is that Stephen has a tremendous love of animals, and I knew right away he'd take to it. And even myself, before I started riding a horse for the first time, it was that great fear of the unknown. You know, I like the notion, and I like animals, but, you know, however do you get on this, and then how do you drive one of these things? And it's a whole mindset to kind of unlearn, because in reality, particularly the horses that I've encountered at the Bennett's Riding Stables, they are trained trail horses, and they know what they're doing. And people forget that. They get on these horses, they're living creatures, and they know their jobs. And so, and much like getting to know an animal, you go to a zoo and you want to pet the animal and get to know it. The same thing is true for a horse. The horse can become your friend and very often becomes a trusted companion. You have a connection and a bond you develop with the horse. And at that point, the horse will take you safely on your journey. And we had the real good fortune, first of all, you joined us on our trip, but we had Lauren as our guide. When we came back for the sunset dinner ride, we actually also had Chelsea with us, who tremendously interesting and fun guide. went up and we went on the on top of the mountain, and then we looked out and the beautiful scene, had a steak dinner. It had to be one of the most interesting and fun experiences that we had.
Well, an awful lot of people would like to get out on a horse and, as you mentioned, have that initial fear of what is it can I expect. And you rightly mentioned it is a living creature, and oftentimes a first-time rider, as they get on the horse and they're getting set up there, and the horse moves. And they say, it moved. Well, yes, they do. Unlike on the merry-go-round or on the carousel.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they do move.
Well, that's the other thing about it, too. And the fact is the horse is incredibly sure-footed, too. So just like you were saying, you can look all around you knowing full well you don't have to drive this thing. Like with a car, you have to put your full attention onto the task because you're the one who's steering a machine. With a horse, a living creature, I mean, we're going back. I mean, people 100 years ago would have laughed at us what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
But it's a world of wonder to a person who is city-bound to actually take a few moments out and have that sense of relaxation and unwinding that you get going through a very quiet and lovely nature ride on a horse.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you were able to come back and do the dinner ride. That's a unique experience. There aren't a lot of those experiences of that nature in the nation. There are a couple of them out in the western part of the country, but here in the east, you just don't really have an opportunity to go out and sit on a mountaintop after having taken a horseback ride to that mountaintop and sit there looking out over the scene and enjoy your steak or your chicken and have a meal and then ride back down the mountain. Sort of the sense of visiting the Grand Canyon, only with trees.
Well, it's such a beautiful thing. Now, the other thing which I want to draw attention to is just how well you're set up for the first-time rider. Because getting on a horse, I mean, here's a horse, and the horse is very tall. How am I ever going to get up there? And,
yes.
And in addition to the physical aids that you have there, I mean, there's a little stage that you climb up an easy staircase, and that'll give you a boost right off the bat.
The mounting box is so very helpful, not only to the individual, but it's helpful to the horse as well, in that the person's able to get on comfortably, and they don't have to pull and struggle to make their way up.
Well, that too. And as, you know, even people who may have limited mobility, one thing I've seen every time I've been to Bennett's, the people are just so helpful and friendly, and they'll lend you a hand. And sure enough, you're going to get on that horse, and once you're there, you're going to be sitting comfortably and enjoying your ride. Steve, you had that experience.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for both getting on and getting off, that the help that I received was really appreciated, and it wasn't like, oh, look at that bozo, he can't do it, which was always one of my thoughts, is everyone else is more experienced and everyone's going to laugh at me. No, I'm a first timer. Everyone realizes that, and hey, welcome, friend. You're going to have a good time along with the rest of us.
Yes, and 90% of the people, as we had talked that day, have not had a first time experience. And so you have to find ways to make it comfortable, relaxing, enjoyable. And it is nice when people come back several times and say, well, I started riding for the very first time here, and we couldn't wait to bring our friends. And that's a very wonderful feeling for a business. To have those kinds of followings. And, of course, we have been here a long time. We have been, this is the 66th year of the family business being in the same family operation. So you've had a lot of experience in providing the kind of experience that you had that day. So it didn't develop overnight. But it has worked for these years, and we've had a lot of wonderful, wonderful experiences with people like yourself.
Larry, we want to thank you for joining us here on Travel World today, and we invite you back at any time. We hope to come and enjoy the horses at your stable sometime soon again.
Well, we hope that you will come down to the Lake George area again, maybe in the fall, and enjoy the foliage when you can ride along and listen to the ducks and geese flying south and the wonderful fall colors.
Well, we're going to take you up on that. Steven's going to arrange that for sure, because I just can't get enough of horseback riding to begin with, and also the wonderful hospitality and the welcoming feelings that we had while we were at Bennett's. And Larry, we want to thank you for providing such an experience for us.
Thank you so much, Larry.
It's been a great pleasure.
Thanks for joining us on Travel World. This is Willem Backus and Steven Pickford, Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stay listening, everybody.
Morning arrived refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people, visit